And now a look at the president's Social Security roadshow up close. Normally, we might play you a clip of him saying something like this.
More people living longer, getting paid more money, and fewer people paying for it. That math says we've got a problem.
But there's much more to the president's roadshow than seven-second soundbites. NPR's David Green has been traveling with the presidential entourage, and he filed this report.
There's something about a stage full of people that makes President Bush relax. Here's a guy who preaches message discipline. People who work for him carefully plan what they say in public so they don't anger the boss. But stick a microphone in his hand and surround him with some folks, and you can get President Bush unplugged.
We got Larry Dean and B. Dean with us.
He must confront the unexpected from guests who join him on stage, and far from seeming unsteady, the president seems to actually enjoy these moments. He brought the Deans up to discuss Social Security on a stage in Kentucky yesterday. Mr. Dean sounded serious when he started talking about his concerns.
Call me a Pollyanna, but I have no fear that I will never be able to draw it. But I do have fears for my granddaughter and all of my grandchildren and even my children, your age, some about your age, as a matter of fact.
I'm 58.
I'm sorry, they're not quite that old.
I was about to say, 8-year-old father, fantastic.
Well, I'm in Kentucky, you know.
With that, the president said he really wanted to get back on topic. In deciding who to bring on stage, the White House does vetting. Still, the exchanges are not scripted, and really Mr. Bush seems to relish that. He's never claimed to be eloquent, but he does seem ready for whatever a guest throws his way. Last Friday in Indiana, with audience member John Paul Surma, the President of the United States became a therapist.
What do you like about the personal accounts?
What do I like about the personal accounts? Is that right now I don't feel any ownership because I feel like you guys are going to take my money and I'm not going to give it back.
Yeah, well, that's it. And plain way of saying it.
Yeah. And I have the worst luck in the world. I'll probably die before I ever get that
Wait
age.
A minute.
No, I'm serious.
You need to seek help right here in Notre Dame.
So I'm afraid that I'll die and then you guys will take more of my money. And, you know, I wish my nieces and nephews, being single, I don't have any kids, and I probably will never have
kids. Don't give up. Wait a minute.
There are signs that Mr. Bush does not love traveling. At the end of the day, he will often rush through a speech and head for home ahead of schedule. But having fun can be hard to fake. This was Montgomery, Alabama yesterday, where the president was playing a name game with his guests on stage.
George Wood Moody. Is that right? George Walker Bush. George Wood. George Wood Moody. GW. W. Thanks for coming.
The gray-haired George Wood was sitting next to his grandson, George Moody, and Social Security seemed to be the farthest thing from the president's mind.
All right, George Moody, age 22, sitting on the stage with his grandfather and the President of the United States in front of a couple of thousand people. How about it? Life doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Mr. Bush's nationwide tour to discuss Social Security and all other topics rolls through Tennessee and Louisiana today. David Green, NPR News.